Hello, friends, and welcome to another edition of the Bleed Los Podcast. This week's podcast is presented by Bet Online. Our partners at Bet Online continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports information. Find all of the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget, though, that MLB is back as well. So whoever you're picking to win the World Series, now's the time to make that bet. BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas and casino poker games. It's super easy to get started. Head on over to the website today, which is betonline.ag, Apple's Greg, AG, or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code, which is Bleav, the network that we're on, B-L-E-A-V, that's B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Again, you will receive 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit for using our promo code, which is Bleav, B-L-E-A-V, the network that we're on for this podcast. Huge thanks to Bet Online for presenting this episode of the Bleed Los Podcast. Bet Online, where the game starts. This week in the Carnasada, we are joined by the legendary mariachi Los Toros. They're all over the Southland. If you've not heard of them, I don't know what rock you've been living under. But they join us this week in the Carnasada. We talk about the postseason last year. We talk about upcoming rad stuff they have coming for Dodgers opening day for your Los Angeles Dodgers. So without further ado, here is Mariachi Los Toros.
This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your Los Angeles Dodgers. And now, it's time for the Bleed Los Podcast with your hosts Alonso and Juan.
And Alicia del Valle.
With the baby face gimmick in the sky, Roger.
I don't think we've ever had an intro like that, guys. But for those of you listening, that was Mariachi Los Toros giving us an intro to this week's episode of the Bleed Los Podcast. And this week in the Carnasada, we have a Mariachi Los Toros. A little bit about you guys. You guys are a mariachi based in the Southland, and you guys just kind of party wherever, right?
Yeah, we actually started in 2001. We're actually celebrating our 20th anniversary this year.
Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, we've been everywhere. We've been at, one of our most memorable, biggest gigs was at the Hollywood Bowl. We've been there about six times. And Dodger Stadium that one night, it was amazing to hear 53,000 fans singing to Mexican music. It was amazing.
So how did that happen? Who approached you guys about going to Dodger Stadium? And how did you guys feel about playing there at Dodger Stadium?
You know what? We had played there before. And we pretty much lost contact with our contact. So we have our friend, Julian Torres, that he's a singer. Good friend of ours for years. He was actually part of our first, the first Mariachi Los Toros that we ever made. He was part of our group. So, you know, we've been keeping in touch for years. So he hit me up. We were actually planning to go watch the game. We were looking into tickets and stuff. And all of a sudden they call me and he's like, you know what? They're calling me from Dodgers. They want us to play at this game. And I'm like, you know what? Get it. I don't care about the specs. Just get it. I want to go watch the game, period, you know? So that's pretty much how it went down.
So walk me through this. When you guys have the gig, you said you didn't care about the specs. How do you guys come up with the decision of what songs you guys are going to play?
Well, you know what? That actually came from us. We've been, like I said, we've been doing this for 20 years, you know? So I kind of, you know, you read the crowd and you can't play, we call them duds. You know, you can't play duds there. There's no time for that. You know what I mean?
You gotta play the classics then, right?
You gotta play hits. You have everybody at your fingertips, and we just went at them with like all the hits, you know. And I think it had a great momentum, even for the players. I mean, to hear everybody roaring at the game. I mean, everybody just got pumped. But yeah, when we got there to the sound check, Jensen, he actually asked for La Vitina. So we played for them while they were warming up, and it was just a great day overall. You know?
Wow.
Before I throw it over to Alicia, I just want to let you guys know, we had Max Muncy on the show earlier in the season, and he raved about having you guys at the stadium. He thinks that mariachis should be a permanent thing at Dodger Stadium, and everyone I know loved it and went crazy seeing you guys out there. Go ahead, Alicia.
Well, I was just going to, I will pivot off that. Hey, guys. Okay, so back to Dodger Stadium. And did you just say even the haters loved you? Who would hate? Like, who are the haters? And do you have no numbers and addresses?
No. Like, haters? No, we didn't have any haters.
Oh, I thought that's what you said. So I'm like, what?
No. I guess you misunderstood or something. But no. We didn't get any hate at all. Actually, everything was pretty positive. Everybody was saying, like, take the same group to Atlanta. And you never know, we might have won.
I was ready to put them on the list.
I heard wrong. I apologize. I either heard haters or raiders. So I just, wow. My hair's too big. I'm so sorry. But congratulations on all of your success, on all of your love. I mean, as soon as people hear Mariachi Los Toros, everybody gets excited. Everyone tries to claim, like, oh, that's my girlfriend's cousin's friend, or, you know, everybody, all Latinos, all Mexicans, we all like want to know you, claim you. I've been listening to them at the drive-in, at the restaurant. Like, calm down. We all love them. So congratulations on your success.
It was amazing. It was amazing to receive so much love. And honestly, I think it was one of the most memorable experiences in 20 years that we've been, you know, doing, we've had Mariachi Los Toros, to have that many people just like, you could just feel the vibration through the stadium, like everybody singing, everybody like just loving their culture, you know what I mean? It was amazing to see that.
So I'm going to follow up with what Alonso just, Juan just asked, or mentioned rather. The mariachis will be a permanent staple at Dodger Stadium. And is that you guys? Or is it going to...
That's what we're hoping. You know? Yes.
No, we got to start a campaign or something.
Yeah, there's other friends of ours that, other groups that are, you know, play amazing. And, you know,
yes.
Hello to all of our compañeros.
Absolutely.
And, eventually... What it comes down to is knowing your people. We were raised in East LA, you know what I mean? We come from the barrio, you could say. So we know our people 100%. We know what they feel. We know what they breathe. So all these songs that we're playing is just, we're just like feeding, like turning up the fire, you know, so it could boil, you know?
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what we're known to do. Whether it be concert size or backyard size, we're there to like, that's why I called it Mariachi Los Toros, because, you know, the toro hits you with everything, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's not because of Fernando Valenzuela? I'm just kidding.
That's right. Sorry about that.
No, I'm sorry. I was, bad joke. Stick to my joke.
You, I know you guys have played the Hollywood Bowl a bunch of times. I'm curious.
There's an awesome event every year. I think it's one of the biggest events in the world, mariachi-wise, that presents mariachi in a stage that size, you know, with all the greats playing at Hollywood Bowl.
Is it the Mariachi Festival? Is that
mariachi what? Mariachi USA Festival. Okay. And it's every year. Hopefully, Rodri's listening, so you know that everybody wants toros there.
Well, and
we've been there 6 times. This past August was the 6th time, and it's an amazing experience to be on that stage. 18,000
people. Well, let me ask you this then, because obviously every musician gets asked this. You've played the Hollywood Bowl. Now you've done Dodger Stadium. Which would you say is your favorite?
Ooh. Wow. That's a tough one. Being a Dodger fan, I think for me personally, I think Dodger Stadium, because I grew up loving baseball, playing baseball. But as an artist's perspective, I mean, what other better stage can you perform at than the Hollywood Bowl?
Yeah. No, of course. Well, and I'm curious too, because you were talking about it a second ago. You guys were just playing bangers, right? Salieron con todo el fuego, and you're just getting the party going. What would you say is the best banger that El Mariachi Los Toros plays?
El Rey and Volver, Volver.
Classic.
That's mine. That's mío.
So then when you guys played that there at the stadium, what was the overall reaction for those folks that weren't there?
The guys will tell you. Yeah. It was just like a vibration throughout the stadium. You could just feel like everybody's like gritos from the stands, people coming up to like the line where we were performing at, or just simply like my phone buzzing, like because people are like, I'm watching you, I'm looking at you guys on TV. I'm like even people that were like, I was singing at my house because I seen you guys on TV and stuff. You know what I mean? So it was just this like great vibe. It was just awesome, like an awesome experience to have everybody like on the same page. And I'm pretty sure the players felt that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, 100%. And as someone que también es del barrio, I'm just kind of curious for you guys, how important is it to have mariachis at Dodger Stadium, at Chavez Ravine, you know, and obviously it's going to be more frequent now. But even just that experience, it's kind of the first time that they've done anything like that at the Ravine. So I'm just curious, how important is it for you guys?
I think it's the most important thing. And we actually thank the Dodger organization because of them, they're putting mariachi on a main stage. You get me? A lot of people look at mariachis as like, oh, yeah, they play at a barra and they play for borrachos. And no, but it's not. Like, a lot of us are musically trained. We all study. We're professional musicians. We chose mariachi music because that's what we love. That's our culture. That's where we come from. But how important is it at Dodger Stadium? I think after those games that we performed at, I think the people spoke for themselves. I think it's super important. People connect baseball with their culture. I mean, come on, Dodgers have had Mexicans like throughout the years. And finally, it's giving a fruit to our people, you get me? Like, we're being recognized as a music of the people. You know, that's what we are.
Absolutely. I think your compañero there in the front is going to disagree with you and say you do play for borrachos when you go to Dodger Stadium, right? Depending on what, right? With the left field pavilion locos and then all you can eat, right field gordos. I mean, right? So hay puros borrachos ahí con las micheladas, right? Let me hear it.
That's right. Salud. You did catch that reaction.
Yeah, no.
But what's crazy is that we grew up in East LA playing baseball. Like, whether in the grass, whether in the day or in the nighttime, whether you could see the ball hitting your face because there's no more light. You know, we were sliding on concrete. Like, so we grew up playing the game. So the fact that we get to do both in a sense is kind of cool. You know?
So are all of you guys sports fans?
Yeah, everybody, all the guys. I mean, not that we have
a few different
non-Dodger fans, but it's all right. You know, we embrace everybody.
Wait, is somebody there an Angels fan or a Giants fan?
Yes, right here.
Oh, man, here we go. Here we go.
Con razón, he's been out of
We got a Giants fan on here.
Hey, do you guys not do background checks or what's going on?
What happened there?
Where's the setting?
I'm like, come on, man. We're doing the Dodgers podcast. Come on here with San Francisco.
At least it's outside the house.
At least it's South California.
Nah,
we love everybody.
No, I like that you guys put him off camera so nobody can see him.
They just kick him over there and like, hey, don't say nothing, okay?
Exactly. You're going to sit there in the corner and like it.
Flip the hat.
So let me ask you guys this. When you guys decided to be musicians instead of baseball players, is it because musicians get more chicks than baseball players, or who gets more chicks?
Get accepted, huh? It's because we were already like, we went through puberty and we were already gordos, so we're like, it's easier to be a mariachi, you know.
Okay, so you say gordos. I gotta ask you this: the mariachi outfit is very, very nice to look at. But I gotta tell you, if I ever put one on, it would look like sausage jeans. Do you guys have a workout routine that you do to put on?
We're
that
actually
nice?
Just gonna start it. We're actually just gonna start it. We're actually moving from a certain beer to another beer with less calories.
No, go ahead, Alicia.
You know what? We're actually celebrating our 20th anniversary, so we're actually on it from now on. We have some shows coming up, so we want to look.
What are the shows? Let us know.
Our next one that's confirmed, that just got released, the date is October 15th at the Lake Elsinore Mariachi Festival.
Okay.
I believe they do the show at the stadium, the Lake Elsinore Storm Stadium or something like that.
Okay.
That's a Dodgers. Oh no, it's not a Dodgers affiliate anymore.
It's Padres affiliate.
Yeah, now.
Oh wow! So you guys are throwing love to the Giants and the Padres on a Dodgers podcast.
We're baseball. Wow.
Who booked you guys? I mean, we didn't do a very good job on the background check here, did we?
That's why you don't let a heel book anything.
Oh, it's okay. But. Again, they are sitting off camera. If you guys get to see this on YouTube or something, those fans are off to the side. I'm just saying. No matter that.
Well, see, that's a strategy to pull Giants fans to the Dodgers. You know what I mean?
Ooh, that's a whole. Don't get Roger started. He's got a list. You can't be a Dodger fan and like anybody from the Bay Area. You just can't. Like, it's.
Oh, we have to, because he's our guitar player.
Okay, there are exceptions. I'm not rigid. I'll take it for you guys. So I will say that I'm looking forward to seeing you at Dodger Stadium. And I want to thank you for helping get the Dodgers to notice how much our fans love mariachi. So thank you for that, first of all. And second of all, I loved what you said earlier about the music of the people. You know, after Chente passed... There were some people, some rumblings about how the music is dying, that all young people just care about reggaeton, and you guys still look young, you're playing young. I feel like the people that said that don't know that. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think it's dying, or do you feel like it's never going away? Are you going to work with reggaetoneros? Like, what is the future look like for mariachi, and specifically for Mariachi Los Toros?
Okay, yeah, that's a very important point, especially with this attention that you guys are giving us, and we thank you for it. Mariachi music is dying down, meaning the traditional mariachi music that we all love. You know, volver, volver, up to the old songs. And why? Because there's other music. I'm not going to talk bad about it at all. Music is music. Everybody has their own choice of music. There's other stuff that's coming out right now, like you said, reggaeton and like corridos tumbados and all this type of music. So what we do as a group is that we, you know, roll with the punches. You gotta pull people into the music. There's a lot of kids right now that are not exposed to that type of music. So of course they're not gonna like it, you know what I mean? They're not exposed to it. So what we did last year we did an arrangement for a song, which is a corrido tumbado, but it doesn't talk, it talks more about like, you know, love and not love. And we did it with Nathanael Cano.
Oh,
and Alejandro Fernandez jumped on the project. So it was like a duet between Alejandro Cano, and we ended up doing the arrangement, doing the recording, the video. We shot the video, so it was awesome to bring a little, well, not a little bit, a lot of attention to those kids that don't listen to mariachi, and all of a sudden they're like, "Whoa, wait a minute!" Like corridos tumbados with mariachi, like, so we're trying to like put that out there so that, you know, you fish the kids, and Yeah. Hopefully with that, you can, they can start to pay attention more to. And then of course, Dodgers, I mean, with inviting mariachi to the stadium and seeing so many people, I mean, that's the biggest thing you could ever do. You know, you're putting it in the highest light that it could ever have. You get?
Yeah, I can follow up with now with that. Is there somebody you'd like to work with? Since you just mentioned Nathaniel Cano, Alejandro, I know you worked with Maná. Anybody that's out there right now that you're like, yeah, I want to work with him, her, them?
We honestly want to work with everyone.
Like, anybody, yeah.
We're actually looking for
anybody who pays well, right? Anybody who pays.
We're actually friends with Becky G, and we would love to collaborate with her.
Becky G is a great friend. Her family's, you know, awesome people. Very saludo a todos.
Rubita Infante, we have a song that we were yet to release with her too.
I and honestly, our biggest one right now that we're like kind of like going after is to work with Snoop Dogg.
I wonder why.
Yeah, no. Snoop Dogg is he loves, you know, the Raza music, and there's some projects that we can totally work with.
We gotta make that happen, Brad. We have to make it happen.
Yes. And if you're listening, Snoop, you know.
Hey, Bobby D.
We're ready to go.
If Bobby D, we gotta get Bobby D to listen to make it happen, right?
Yeah, sure. We actually recorded an oldie called Together from the band. What's the band? The band
Fiera.
And Snoop Dogg heard it. And he actually was inspired. He wants to do some oldie album, but it's yet to be, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of projects. So yeah, if you're listening, like I said, we're ready to go, Snoop.
we'll pimp it online to see if we can get his attention. Hopefully, in a good way, though.
Yeah, for sure.
I was kind of curious. Your homeboy there that's the Giants fan. Is he also from East LA? Because I have questions.
Oh!
Now he's wearing the hat. Hey, you gotta put what guitar do you play?
The guitarron. I play the guitarron.
Hey, you need another guitarron player.
Now you know what? Look, good for you, dude. If that's your team, you rep your team.
Shots fired.
well, since it's your 20th anniversary, are you guys gonna get like special like charro outfits for the stuff at the stadium this year?
Yeah, well, for the stadium, we actually, when they hit us up last minute, and we were never expecting it, so we didn't have, you know, our colors, our home colors. So this December, I went out to Guadalajara and I ordered some new moño. So now we have another moño with our logo with Dodger colors. So We're like ready. We're ready this time.
Hey, do you hear that, fool? You're gonna wear a Dodgers logo in front of a bunch of people. What is there anything special that you're working on that you can tell us about that you want to do at the stadium?
Yeah, right now we're actually working on our 20th anniversary album. Mm-hmm. We're actually really excited about that. We're putting together, you know, music that we've been playing for a long time that we've never recorded. We're putting some new stuff on there. So we're pumped up about that. So that we're trying to do like a promotional run for the rest of this year once that CD releases. You know? So to try to like promote our 20th anniversary. September 16th, there's a, there's a big show. Where's it gonna be? In LA, we don't know the venue yet, but they're doing a show with like the best mariachi maragas. The Caliclan, Mariachi Los Camperos, Mariachi Sol de Mexico, and we're going to be going and participating in that too. So we're just excited for everything that's coming our way. We're pumped. We're revamping after 20 years. You know, things get a little old, and we got to refresh again. So we're excited to like be better people and be a better group.
Oh, and you know what? It's cool because I give, you know, it's never too late, in my opinion, when you do some stuff like this. And the Dodgers are obviously embracing the Latino culture and starting to, at least. And I mean, personally, I'm still the generation where we listen to mariachi and we still embrace mariachi, right? But los morritos, it's a different story. You know, they're listening to whatever they found on SoundCloud or however that works now. I don't even know how that works now. But With that said, are you going to have any like special guests join you at the stadium? Is that a thing that you guys have discussed, or is it just going to be just Mariachi Los Toros?
For sure. You know what? Right now, we're going to be there for opening day.
Okay.
We're going to be there for opening day. We're with our friend again, with Julian. He invited us. And it worked out as a good thing. So we're going to grow from there. Our next one is this opening day. So we're looking forward to you know, seeing all our people and, you know, echar gritos. Unfortunately, we can't, but pues, echar chela. Hopefully, we can echar some chelas with you guys.
Hey, party is party. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter if you're sober or not. Ahí está la fiesta.
Oh yeah, but it's gonna be a great opening day. You know, we'll be at the, I believe, at the center field plaza, the new plaza right there. So if anybody's listening,
Club Ravine,
give us a shout out and go. That's
not Club Ravine, Roger. This is Baile Ravine.
It's an evening game as well, so you guys won't be all sweaty and your beautiful mariachi. Like, it's awesome. It's breaking tradition, but now that I know that you're there, it's softening the blow for me. I'm excited. Thank you. Are you guys excited about Taco Tuesday? That's another thing that another promise from the Dodgers organization. They are going to do Taco Tuesday every Tuesday. And
nice.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be a great day to bring the mariachi.
There you go, right?
Hey, you guys mentioned that you're going to do an event with other mariachis, the best mariachis in LA there. So I need to know, ¿con quién tienen bronca? So if I'm wearing the right colors, I don't want to get confused. You know, if I'm wearing mariachi, you know, El Toro, you know, colors, is another mariachi going to jump me or what?
He doesn't want to know the colors. Él quiere chisme. This is lo que quiere.
You know what? Everything is, we have no problems. We have no beef with anybody else. No, we're actually a group that embraces everybody. We've done it for 20 years. A lot of people have gotten out of this group and joined the best group, you know, that exists. So we're doing something right. A lot of course, in every genre, there's going to be people, you know, talking about each other, but we don't embrace them, all that stuff. We focus on our stuff and, you know, let our music speak. And, you know, like I said, you're never going to, no, nunca vamos a complacer a todos. You know what I mean?
No,
so
no.
Let's just do our best and give the best of ourselves.
You know? So is any one of you been there for the full 20 years?
Yeah, my nephew right here.
Oh, eres el veterano, huh?
I had to.
So how is it working in new members? I mean, it does it require a lot of rehearsal? Well,
to be honest, there's a couple of us here that have been here for like 9 to 10 years.
Okay.
But I've been here the longest, and I've seen people leave and come. And, you know, I think as a community, we're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
So we all know where we're going into. We all play the same kind of music, just maybe different arrangements here and there. You know, but I mean, we've been playing for 20 years as a group, but even before that, we started in like 95. Like, so we've been playing for longer than 20 years. So we already know what it entails to be in a group and just to vibe with the other members, you know, or else you won't play right.
Yeah.
So how competitive is it to get gigs? I mean, do you guys go down to the Mariachi Plaza and just kick the crap out of other?
When we were like 15, when we started, we actually, it was exciting. You know,
we're actually, you could say, kind of a product of LAUSD. I mean, we started at middle school, Belvedere Middle School, Mariachi Olimpico, you know, and then we went to Roosevelt High School and continued there. And from there, then they're done teaching you mariachi. And then if you like it, then like us, then we were the ones going over there to the Mariachi Plaza and trying to learn from the older people, you know.
So for the gabachos who are listening right now, can you explain what Mariachi Plaza is for those who aren't familiar with that area?
Of course. The Mariachi Plaza is in Boyle Heights. It's a mariachi plaza where the mariachis can go and stand there, but most of the mariachis that go there already know each other. So, but even if they don't know you, you go and stand there. If you don't have any work, And that's where people pretty much, like, if they're not desperate, but if they're looking for a mariachi and they don't know anywhere, like, they don't have a number, then they drive by there, and you're going to for sure find a mariachi there, you get me? Like, at least somebody that you can ask, hey, you know, I need a mariachi for this day. And, you know, we went there when we started, and we were fortunate that we loved it so much that we, you know, we invested our time in it. We went to school for music and stuff. And, you know, we were lucky enough to, you know, have good gigs since we started, you get me? And so a lot of people that, you know, like a lot of people come, you know, like our paisanos come from, you know, out of the country, and they work a little bit there and they make their ends meet, you know? So it's something that's pretty sacred in the mariachi world, you know? Like a lot of people are like, they either talk bad about it, but us that we lived it, then we know what it's really about. And it's actually about growth. You learn a lot. That's how you learn when you're starting. You learn there, you know what I mean?
So let me ask you guys this. Have you guys performed in Mexico?
Yes, totally. Okay.
So, but all of you guys are East L, are around that area, part of LA, right? You were born and raised there?
Well, a lot of us East LA. One of our boys is Sun Valley?
Sunland.
And then our other boy was raised in Guadalajara also. Yeah. Just different. And Anaheim, I was born.
Anaheim, and he's wearing a Giants hat.
No, so, Anaheim is Angel.
Oh, okay. So let me ask you this. when you guys go and perform in Mexico, are you guys viewed as Americans and it's like, ah, oh, estos no saben de mariachi? Or are you guys treated with the proper respect? And with music, there isn't any of that. Like, you guys don't have to go through what poor Selena had to go through, you know? She had to be more Mexican than the Mexicans and more American than the Americans. Hey,
you know what? It's that true, man. But in music, in mariachi, it's funny how we get a lot of respect on this side. Even from the mariachi veterans in Mexico, they give the mariachi musicians from the U.S. a lot of respect. Because we basically go to school to learn mariachi, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that has a lot to do with it, you know?
How did that get started in schools? Are Roosevelt, Garfield, I think, also teaches mariachi, right?
It was Garfield and Roosevelt that had the groups back in the day, like in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
And actually, me and Carlos were supposed to go to Garfield. But since we were part of Mariachi Olimpico and Belvedere, Mariachi Olimpico graduated to Roosevelt. So they actually sent us to Roosevelt because we're from East LA.
Yeah.
And Boyle Heights is Roosevelt. Like once you pass Indiana, that street, that's Boyle Heights. So then we belong to Garfield, but they sent us to Roosevelt. Thank God, you know.
But do you guys know who started that program? Like who?
You know what? That program, Mariachi Olimpico program, was started by Adolfo Martinez. It was he's a musician, a jazz musician, that he saw the vision of, like, you know, bringing the cultura out of the kids at an early age, and he started that program at Belvedere Middle School, and then he got hired at Roosevelt to continue it. So, it would be junior high and high school. So they started that program, and then we all know, you know, funding starts getting cut. So then a lot of programs start getting cut, but Roosevelt still has a mariachi program still to this day.
Nice. Alicia, you got anything?
I was just gonna say my dad is a Garfield Bulldog and now we can't be friends. I'm just kidding.
I went to both, so we're good.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters
went on Garfield. And we actually revamped the mariachi program at Garfield.
Wow.
Like we went and we were teaching an after school program, and now it's part of the curriculum now. So at least we did something for Garfield, you know?
I love that. And that is the respect that you guys were talking about. You are students of the craft. You are now teachers of the craft. You take it seriously. You take it to heart. And that shines. You know, you can't fake authentic. So I love that. I love that. And I'll let my dad like you too on opening day now. Thank you. I was going to just thank you guys for all you've done. And I don't want any beef from the where does Boyle Heights and East LA start? Because, you know, some people have a different, like, there's I know we're all East Siders, and I want to tell people to go visit Mariachi Plaza. It is a beautiful, historic part of Los Angeles. The metro drops you off right there at the plaza. And to recommend, gentlemen, I can pretty sure I could hook you up. There's a new bar there at Mariachi Plaza called El Distrito 14. Oh, so you've already been there.
Juan San Juan. Yeah, we know him. We've gone there. It's a great place. We actually went there when it was the other bar before that.
Yeah.
He revamped Love. There's Chela's.
Yes.
You got the other restaurant that's owned by Josefina Lopez.
Across the street, Casa Fina.
Yeah.
No, that's again. There's all these places to eat and drink and listen to music and shop. Right? It's all like Love. So I'm glad that you gave Mariachi Plaza some love too. Thank you.
Yeah, un abrazo, un saludo to all our friends from right there, from La Primera y Boyle, Carissa, and her husband Gabriel. All our friends. But yeah, we're product of the barrio, I'm telling you.
I could tell. I love it. And so I was just kind of trying to have an excuse to go to 14. And now I need another one. But I love the mural in there. Maybe we'll catch you guys, right, Blilos, after a Dodger game or something.
We want to
work with Juan. I love what he does for the community, and he's very active with the new women's soccer club here, Angel City Football Club. He's like right in there with them. So yeah, we'll be there. We'll see you guys there.
Before I throw it to my boy Juan to wrap up the show as we always do, I had one more question for you guys. If when they come and find you guys and all that stuff on opening day, if someone has a request, even if they don't have any money, will you play that song for them?
Of course, yes. Let us know. We're here for you guys. And actually, now that you know I'm talking, we want to invite you guys to check out Spotify, Apple, all the media platforms. Are what is it? Three or four already?
Three albums
are up already. So you know they're from the first albums that we made. They're already up. So there's four albums of Mariachi Los Toros. Look us up as Mariachi Los Toros. And then also every Sunday we perform at Frida Mexican Cuisine in the city of Torrance. And it's at the Del Amo Mall. It's an awesome restaurant. Great, awesome food. Un saludo a Vicente del Rio también. That's where you can catch us every Sunday. And other than that, our social media, Los Toros, Mariachi Los Toros on Facebook. And honestly, keep an eye out because we have a lot of great surprises coming up.
No, that works. And the main reason I asked that question, because if Juan comes and finds you, he never has cash. So, I mean, he's straight up going to ask for a corrido. He never has cash. And he's like, I'm going to Venmo you. And he won't Venmo you. So, I mean, that's
it went through. It went through. It's okay.
It declined. No, but in all seriousness, thank you guys for putting it on for LA. Because at the end of the day, you know, la cultura ya está representada to a certain degree. And that's the most important thing, right? Is embracing the community and embracing the culture. And you guys are just as much of a part of that as anything else, Los Angeles. So we can't thank you enough.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the space. And you know, we really appreciate it. Viva el mariachi.
Yeah. Right. So before we let you guys go, so the Bleed Los podcast, we're about three things. We're about the Dodgers. We're about LA. But we're also about tacos, okay? We're all about the taco culture. So I'm opening it up for everybody here, okay? We need to know what is your favorite taco and where do you go in L.A. to get that taco?
Oh, man.
Damn.
I'll be the first one.
Yeah, there's one spot that we always go to. Yep.
Cabeza
tacos de cabeza.
Uh-oh. There you go, Alonzo. Okay, so where do we get that?
It's on...
Cesar Chavez
and Humphreys.
And Humphreys.
By the old Santa Marta Hospital.
Okay.
It's a high school now, right?
Like, yeah, like right across the street, Tacos de Cabeza with habanero sauce.
I think they're like Thursday through Sunday or something, in the afternoon, you know, in the evenings, it's just like the best cabeza. I don't even like the cabeza tacos,
but those are,
but those are the
and I don't even know what I'm eating, but I'm eating it. It's great. It's great. It's great. It's great.
And the other best ones are not from here. They're from Sayulita.
Sayulita, Nayarit.
Okay, what kind, and what are those?
Pastor.
Al pastor?
Yeah.
So I have to go all the way to Nayarit to get good tacos al pastor.
Well, those are our favorites. That, like, you know, we've had tacos at everybody's house parties, at, you know, like everywhere. But those two, like,
those are the ones that stick in your brain.
Okay. Is there anybody else there other than the cabeza and el pastor? Anybody else have a recommendation?
Just don't let that fool with the Giants head answer.
He says Rosarito, and Rosarito, there's bombs.
TJ, there's a bunch of nice, yeah, TJ, you can't go wrong, you know?
And that's true.
It's true. We had Adrian Gonzalez on a little while ago, and he's like, just go get anything. It doesn't matter where, and it's going to be better than anything you get here. And he's not wrong.
You know, there's another one that's called Tacos a Cabron.
Yeah. A Cabron.
Those are pretty good, and they're straight TJ. Like, they have the maíz amarillo handmade with the guacamole sauce. And the secret to the guacamole from TJ is that they add milk to it.
Really?
Yeah, that, hey, I spilled this freaking secret.
Milk. Oh, great.
Yeah, they add milk to it.
All the taqueros are coming after me.
Yeah, thank you. All the
thank you.
All the lactose intolerant people now are going to come after us. I can't have tacos.
How do you know? No wonder the next day they're like, oh.
I know, my stomach. Why do these tacos kill my stomach?
I listened to Mariachi Los Toros and all I got was el chorro.
Exactly. Welcome to Chorro Talk, everybody. Yeah, Chorro Talk.
No, well, listen, guys. Wait, before we let them go,
I have one request. Can we have them play something before we let them go, Alonzo?
That's what I was going to ask, okay. if they would be willing to play us out. But, you know, you don't have – it's because your Venmo declines. Oh,
sorry, guys. My bad.
Do you have a special request?
You know what? Play us the Volver, Volver.
Yes.
Unless you guys are so sick of it. Yeah, are you guys sick of that?
You got cash?
Well, I have Venmo like one.
Con mucho gusto, mucho corazón, mucho amor. Thank you guys. We really appreciate it. Con mucho amor para ustedes.
No, mucho amor a ustedes y gracias a ustedes again. Mariachi Toros, King Zelf. Bravo. Bravo, gentlemen. Even the guy in the Giants hat. Bravo. Bravo. Well, on that note, we will wrap it up. Huge thanks to Mariachi Los Toros. Go find them on the socials. Go listen to them on the Spotify's, the Apple Musics of the world. And go check them out at opening day in the Centerfield Plaza for Baile Ravine this next week. Damn, it's already next week. Well, on that note, thank you guys again, and we will catch you guys down the road.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys.
Hey, it's Steve Mason from Mason in Ireland on 710 ESPN and from the Culture Pop podcast. And you are listening to the Bleed Los podcast.
And there you have it. Mariachi Los Toros, legends, savages, great time. Had a fantastic time with them, actually. Even the guy in the Giants hat. If you're looking for some bangers of mariachi songs, Spotify, very easy. Mariachi Los Toros. Apple Music, very easy. Mariachi Los Toros. They're on the socials under the same name. Huge thanks to them. Jeez. And can't wait to see them out in the Centerfield Plaza that we talked about with Janet Marie Smith. So if you want to hear more about that plaza before you go out to the stadium this year, check out that episode, and you will know where I guess we can call him the official mariachi of the Bleed Los podcast will be on opening day for Baile Ravine. So again, check them out. Mariachi Los Toros, huge thanks to them from myself, your boy Juan, Alicia Del Valle, and the babyface gimmick in the Sky Roger. This is the Bleed Los podcast, and it was presented by our friends at Bet Online. Go to the website, betonline.ag. Look for it on your mobile device. And again, as a reminder, if I need to remind you, if you use the promo code BLEAV, which is BLEAV, you will receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at Bet Online. Huge thanks to them. It's super easy. Go get started. Bet Online, use the promo code BLEAV, and they will get you sorted out with that first deposit. The Bleed Los podcast has been presented by Bet Online, where the game starts. That's another episode of the Bleed Los podcast. Thank you for subscribing, following, all that good jazz. If you haven't, tell a friend, and we'll catch you down the road. We'll see you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Please subscribe and leave a review to the Bleed Los podcast. The Bleed Los podcast is a Dodgers Beat production.